You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent Magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology and more to help you list more, sell more and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey, Samantha McLean from Elite Agent. Holly Komorowski from Home by Holly in the ACT is an agent that really does things differently, particularly when it comes to marketing. Her signboards have ditched the words for sale in favour of by me, and her sold stickers come in the form of eye-catching hearts with the words sold by Holly standing out very boldly. She has experimented and had success with both influencer marketing and involving local businesses in her property campaigns. Some of the things we've been talking about in the podcast with other guests over the last few months. Last year, she won the prestigious Area Award for Residential Property Campaign of the Year. And today we're talking to Holly about the growth of her team, how to stand out in your marketing, and the true power of digital. All right, so welcome to the podcast, Holly Komorowski.
Thank you, Samantha. Love to be here.
It was lovely to catch up with you at ARIC as well. And today we're here to talk about all things marketing because you've got some incredible marketing that you've been doing in your own business for the last couple of years. So just for a bit of background first, can you tell us how long you've been in real estate and also at the helm of Home by Holly? There you go, tongue twister.
I've been in real estate for 7 years, coming in up to 8 years, and I have been running my own business and agency for just under 2 years.
So that's not a very long time, and already you've won awards, areas and all that sort of thing, which we'll get to in a second. But what made you decide to go out into business on your own?
So I started in real estate as a career change. It was a brand new career for me. I had been a school teacher and I'd been home for many years with children. And, you know, this was something that I was really interested in and thought I could be really good at. And that started the journey into real estate. The first 5 years of my career, I was with a bigger agency and I had very quickly, or I guess by about the 3 to 5 year mark, I was very successful. And I had a lot of people that were coming to work with me that really wanted to work with Holly. And I realized that I had built a brand within a brand, you know, a business within a business. And so it was really that realization and that light bulb moment that inspired me to start the agency. It was really scary. It was a really big step at the time, but, you know, it was the right thing to do. And I think the success of the business to date is actually a reflection of that business and that brand that I had built in those early days.
You've got quite a big team now. We met them all at ARIC and in Transform as well. So tell us a bit, just briefly, about how you grew that team. What was it like in the early days? And tell us about the people that you've got now.
The business when we started was myself and my executive assistant, Kay, and she's been with me for about 3 years. And when we started Home by Holly, it was just Kay and myself, and we continued doing, you know, what I was doing really well, which was listing and selling properties and marketing properties. When I stepped away to start the agency, I really thought I was going to be going back, right back to the beginning. I was going to be fighting for the business again. We'd have to be, you know, branding the business, and that was going to take some time and getting it out there so people knew what I was doing. And so I really had some very conservative expectations around what I would be doing in the first year of business. And really what happened was the opposite. The shift across and the ability to change to now just align the brand differently and with the business that I'd already built just happened instantaneously. It was just so quick and so well received that the business and the momentum of the business just took off right from the beginning. And we were really busy in that first year. We've doubled in the second year. And so as a result, we've had to grow fairly rapidly and manage that. And we have got now 3 other agents other than myself. So we have 4 agents on the team and, or the collective. We like to call ourselves the Home by Holly Collective. In that collective, we have a creative director that does all our creative work. And we also have another, I guess we say 3 executive assistants. So Key, who works with me, we've got a business HR, Ben, who's also a director. And then we also have Shannon, who does all of our admin side of things. And we obviously work with 2 photographers and we have a videographer on the team.
So you actually have some creative digital, I was wondering about that, whether you actually had them on the team full time.
Again, things happening so quickly. When I went to the Inman conference last year, I just set myself some goals. We had a videographer that was doing our property videos, but I knew that if I really wanted to do the sorts of videos to communicate the stories that we wanted to, I needed more accessibility. So Matt came and started doing 2 days a week, and now it's grown to 3 days a week, and he's going to be doing full-time probably really soon. And that's been really interesting, how much video we do generate and how much marketing that we do, and that we do actually need him for that sort of time frame.
Yeah, amazing. So let's talk marketing. So last year you won the Area Award for Residential Property Campaign of the Year with a really unique approach to property marketing. That's everything from your business cards, I noticed when you handed me one, to your signboards. And it's all stuff that's really, really joyful. Like, it always seems to be such happiness coming off the pages and things like that. So tell me a little bit about how you decided to market yourself going into your own business.
Coming back to the brand within a brand and thinking about some of the positioning statements that I'd created for myself to start with, I guess it wasn't a deliberate strategy right at the beginning that I was going to build this brand and then that it was going to then take me to the next place, which was running my own business. Some of the things just sort of happened organically. But the more that they did happen organically and the more that I took those opportunities, I realized by that fourth year of what I had done. And then when people were actually articulating to me that they wanted to work with Holly, that personalization and that brand, Holly as being a brand, is how that started to take shape. And there was loads and loads of discussion around what the business should be called, and went round and round in circles. One thing that we were contemplating for quite some time was even Sold by Holly, because I'd been using a hashtag Sold by Holly for a really long time. But then we thought that was a bit confusing with the Sold by Holly. So I don't know, somehow we came around to this Home by Holly. And then we also thought, should we have the name in it, not have the name in it? You know, whether that was the right thing or the wrong thing. But anyway, we ended up going with it. It's what people identify with what we're doing. Now we've got a collective. We're pretty fluid. We find lots of different ways to communicate what the brand is and how we do things. But as I said, it's a journey.
Yeah. The one that I love is the signboards that say buy me, instead of normally signboards in real estate say for sale, right? But yours all say buy me.
Look, we've definitely changed the language. I think part of that was about being really personal, even having Home by Holly and being a first name. I know there's lots of names in real estate brands and agencies, and they're usually surnames. So I think there's a real feminine side to it. There's obviously a side that identifies with me. It's got personality. We feel that the language, you know, changing the language and being creative around language is a good marketing strategy. And it also makes it more tangible for people.
That's the other thing I've noticed about your marketing too, is it doesn't have that jargon of commanding street appeal and things like that on it. You take a completely different approach. So talk me through that.
Our marketing is very personality based, and, you know, we're always trying to find creative ways to communicate what it is that we are trying to sell. We are selling properties, but we're also selling lifestyles. I'm always thinking about how can we get attention, how can we get the most engagement, and how can we get people to be interested to look at our property, maybe above other properties that are on the market. When you have multiple properties, how are you going to make your property stand out more than others? That's how we've started to work really hard at how to get properties to stand apart from the other ones on the market. We have brand pillars. They are creativity, they are authenticity. I think it's about being, you know, genuine, and it's about effectiveness. And so I think our marketing relates to those brand pillars. And when we're making it about people, when we're making it tangible, then that would tie into being genuine and friendly. And that also has a level of trust associated with it. And being creative will make your marketing stand apart from others.
Each and every property is different, isn't it? Nothing's templated or anything like that. You start from square one on every single property that you market.
Definitely. You know, not every property has the same opportunities as others to be creative or more creative. We try to come up with great ideas that fit a certain property or address maybe a challenge in a property. And so a really good example of this recently was one in an inner suburb of Canberra and Reid that had previously been on the market about 12 months earlier and not sold. And there were lots of discussions around why it didn't sell and the sorts of things that we felt we needed to emphasize or focus on in the marketing campaign second time around. And one of the considerations were it was a really old house in a heritage area. So beautiful old house, gorgeous, but it certainly had that old world aspect to it. And what we felt wasn't communicated the first time around was the sense of family. How could a family live in this house? It was a really big house, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, lots of space, really big block. And so I straight away was thinking about how could we communicate family and usefulness in a home that traditionally was in a really old heritage area. And so we had an idea to bring children in playing in the back garden, just on the grass, or, you know, somehow bringing children into the images that would then create a sense of family. And so we collaborated with a local business, a children's lifestyle store in Canberra and Braddon, and I just basically floated the idea, would you be interested in cross-promoting? And they were, and they very kindly came along with some of the things from their shop, and they were, you know, really enthusiastic about doing it as well because it was going to be promotion and benefit for them as a business. And so I guess it's just coming up with those kind of ideas, putting in some extra work to actually make them happen. But with those efforts, I think the rewards are huge. And so Tip Your It, local business in Canberra, came along with the kids, took the most amazing images, and it just changed the perception of the home immediately. The moment you've got some pictures in there with children, and there was a beautiful one with them sitting on the chair reading the book and looking at the stories, you know, little one, two little toddlers that you're sort of sitting on your knee. And then there was a gorgeous one with a little girl opening the fridge, completely candid image that the photographer caught where this lovely little girl just decided to have a look at what was in the fridge. But that was just one of the best images of the day. So that was 40 Corin Dexter and Reed, but if you jump online, you should be able to find all those images. It's worth having a look. It was a really great campaign, and the property sold. And so that was really successful and a very good example of what you can do at no cost too. You can be creative and clever and just put some extra effort in. You can do these things really economically as well, which is of benefit to your client.
It sounds really glamorous, actually. What came to mind immediately while you were talking then was, you know, remember that shoot that Brad and Angelina did in that backyard with the toys and the kids? And what you're saying really is that there is no limit. You can really have some fun and use your imagination when you're marketing a property to a particular demographic.
It's very rewarding too, because it actually is fun. You know, we had a really nice time curating the photos, and that experience of working with other people too, it was great fun. And I think to include that in your marketing and to have a personal element to it is,
it's brilliant.
It's kind of rewarding for the people that are selling their home as well. There's a lot of value in it for everybody that's involved, which is nice too. So I think there's ways that you can be creative that can really maximize your exposure, which will then ultimately influence potentially the price that you're able to achieve for the property.
So speaking of achieving a good potential price, let's talk about the property marketing campaign that you won the award for, which was also in Griffith.
Yeah.
And that was a property that you picked up after somebody else had failed to sell it. So when you did pick it up, the vendor was very particular about what they wanted out of this campaign. So can you just talk us through the things that you really needed to focus on to be successful?
Yes, that's what I love about that campaign, was that I was able to achieve the brief of the client. I was able to deliver, even though some of the suggestions were just like, in my ideal world, this is what I would love the campaign to look like and the campaign to be. But I took that on, not just as a challenge, but as a desire to hopefully achieve that. And we did. So yes, they did try to sell the home, but it had been a few years prior. It wasn't in recent times, but the experience a few years prior wasn't a good one, and they hadn't had a successful auction experience. They were very grave reservations about having auction as a result, and so I had quite a number of different elements to work through with the clients in terms of what was the right method of sale, and if we didn't go to auction, what would be our alternative. And they really only wanted a very short campaign. That was okay as well, but we needed to then think about, well, how can we make sure we get the right amount of exposure for your property if we're only going to be running it for a short period of time. And so there were just all these challenges that I needed to find solutions for. And that's why it was such a success, in my view, is that I was able to meet the expectations of the client in delivering on those challenges. And I guess that gets back to the idea that it doesn't always have to be done one way. There are multiple ways or creative ways that you can approach marketing and even the running of a campaign. And we have the ability now to really do that with the access that we have to digital platforms and the internet. So the challenge there was that, yes, they hadn't had a great experience prior with auction, and so I needed to consider that. We wanted to run a really succinct campaign. They only wanted a limited number of open homes, and of course we wanted to get the very best price. But the great thing about working with Judy Waters, and she does have a digital agency here in Canberra, Rowdy Digital, is that she was just all about digital and certainly understood the power of social media and the power of that idea of influencers and the way that we can really leverage off these sorts of channels. And so we designed a campaign that was primarily really socially driven, and the first week of the campaign was purely on Facebook and Instagram, and we used a whole lot of short teaser videos. We launched it over a long weekend in Canberra. We used that 3 days to really push out a whole lot of different materials, including video, including great images, creating the narrative around the property. And then we had an event. And at that point, we were able to generate an offer, a really good offer of nearly 1.4 at that event. And we potentially could have sold the property. And that was definitely within the realm of expectation. It was a really good price. But as always, when you get to that point, after going to all the efforts you do to get your home ready for sale, then we decided to go live on the real estate channels. And we were then able to run a 2-week campaign culminating in an auction, and we did sell the property for nearly 1.5. So we were able to maximize on that price through that period. But we ticked all the boxes for the client. The campaign was essentially a 2-week campaign. We used only digital channels. We didn't have any print. We were able to get some stories through some of the print and digital contributors, such as the Canberra Times did a fantastic story. And the reason being is that we curated a hero shot and we created a brand for the property. And that was something that hadn't been done before, particularly at a residential marketing level. It's something that developers do and commercial projects do. And if you're selling a big units development, you might brand the property. But on a residential level, for residential property, that's not something I had seen done before.
Yeah.
That was a way, though, that we really gave the property a personality and gave us a whole lot of opportunities to then leverage off that and use that in our marketing.
I read somewhere that you live streamed the photo shoot as well. Do you think that's what made it get noticed by some of the mainstream media who then picked up the property and wrote about it?
Yes, we did a Facebook Live while we were at the photo shoot, and that was a little bit of that teaser again, you know, one of the first videos that we put online. Getting noticed, I guess the idea of getting noticed, I work really hard, and I guess this is another one of the things that you need to do for your clients, is I chase really hard for editorial or for other people that could potentially tell our story and or the story of the property. And so finding the creative pitch for the property gives you something that you can then pitch to the media that they may be able to create a story around. And so that's why storytelling, I think, is so powerful, because if you can find a creative link, then that might give just something a little bit extra or something a bit different for media. But that's the challenge, is finding that creative content or making that happen.
So just a couple of bits of advice in wrapping up, if you don't mind, Holly. First of all, you're quite experienced now at using digital marketing and social media for marketing property. Do you have any advice for agents that are still a bit hesitant to use those channels?
You just have to start. I recently went back to have a look at my very first post on Facebook in 2011.
Oh, wow.
In 2011, I launched on Facebook, and I started my real estate page on Facebook. And so it really was just a matter of starting and using it and then working out what fits for you. You do need to be creative. You have to be creative. and you have to work really hard at it, actually. It does take time, but I believe Facebook was highly influential in the building of my brand, my personal brand, even when I was working for a different agency. And that was why I was able to so quickly shift and reposition as Home by Holly. And I really feel that that was why it was so powerful in, you know, generating momentum and energy so quickly. When I started, I felt really strongly about Facebook and I knew that it was another way to get exposure. So I think starting early helped me, but also it was just trial and error because Facebook has continued to change at a rapid rate and Instagram and the other social platforms. Obviously, there's more now, really. We could be doing Snapchat and Pinterest. I'm kind of interested to get into that channel soon or more so than we are. But my first post was absolutely terrible. It is the worst example of Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like a little signboard, you know, it was in winter and it's on dead grass and it shows nothing. It's not creative, but it was a start. And we just continually persisted in using it. You work out the posts that work for you and that are authentic to you as well. And that's where the creativity needs to come in and where you need to work hard at finding what is your story and then communicating that through Facebook and being brave. You actually have to be brave and just put yourself out there and love what you do and not worry about necessarily how it's being perceived. If you really love it and it communicates to you the right things, then just stick with it.
So number one piece of advice to just do it.
Yeah.
And secondly, put aside some time to actually put some thought into what you're going to post because it is quite time consuming to get the sort of traction and leverage that you have over the years.
Exactly. But it is also very powerful, so it's worth the effort.
And lastly, with the Area Award that you won, what advice would you give to agents who are considering entering the Area Awards? What sort of effect has winning that award had on your agency after not too long in operation?
Yes, it's quite interesting. When I entered the award, we were in the early stages of the agency. We hadn't even been in business for a year. And I just thought it would be a really good way to get recognition. If we were able to be a finalist or win an award, it would be something that we'd be able to use and promote through our new business. So I could see the value in doing it from that perspective professionally. From a personal perspective, I found it really rewarding entering the awards because when you start to break down what you do and you take some time to articulate it and think about exactly what it was that made, for example, Frome Street so successful, you feel really good about it and you feel really excited about the things that you're doing. And I just think from a personal perspective, it's very rewarding to take some time to reflect and give yourself a bit of a pat on the back and go, we did a really good job there and we thought it was fantastic and we shared it. What I really loved about when I did write that award is I had no preconceived ideas about what the award should look like. It was a last minute thought that I should really enter that. That's a good idea. So I just wrote down very honestly and authentically what we did and communicated that and then talked about what I felt were the successes of the campaign. And then to win, I guess it made me feel affirmed that what we're doing is working and what we're doing is the right thing and it feels right, and the award was recognition of that. And I also think that it just reinforces our brand pillars of that creativity and authenticity and I guess that's social proof by winning an award like the ARIA. Yeah, there were lots of really good things that came out of it. And, of course, now I'm just really excited to enter it again.
The ARIA Awards are coming up very soon. So I hope everyone's got their entries in because it's a fantastic night. And, Holly, thank you so much for talking to us and giving us some of your marketing insights and tips, and all the best for the awards coming up this year.
Oh, thank you, Samantha. It's a pleasure.
To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.